which operates Mira Secondary School. I am Debbie Giaquinta, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate this meeting. First, let's take roll. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefits of new members and members of the public. Debbie Giaquinta is present. I am Chairman of the Board, and I am Partnership and Development Coordinator. Denise Shields.
Hello, I'm Denise Shields, and I serve the board as secretary, and I serve the organization as a Baldrige expert and consultant.
Aaron Smith.
Aaron Smith, present, and I serve as a general member of the board and am learning lead for Mira Secondary.
Okay. Also with us, we have Mary Bixby. Did you want to introduce any staff members? Mary, you're muted.
Lynn Alipio, present, Tim Tudor, Angela Neary, and I think that's it. Oh, Roberta Ariano's on, and Angelique Berry.
Okay.
Mary, I'm also on. This is Jackie.
It looks like we have Will. I think you said Will.
Yeah, I'm here also. Hi, Mary.
Okay, we do have establishment of a quorum. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3, which is the establishment of a quorum?
Motion. Yes, please, I'll make a motion.
Do we have a second? I will second it. All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Because this is a virtual meeting, you need to really conduct the voting by roll call. So you need to ask their name and what's their vote.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the reminder.
Jim Walker with Hesperia Unified just emailed me asking about the board meeting. Should I forward her the link?
Sorry, Angela? Is that how that goes, Angela? You're on mute.
You're on mute.
Are we recording?
Yes, we are.
Denise?
Yes. I'm here. Hi, Mary.
Angela?
I think that Debbie's trying to ask you a question.
Did you hear the question, Angela? She's still there. Let me text her. Just spoke to her.
Okay, just a moment. I'm trying to get Kim Walker's information.
Okay, thank you.
Denise, where's... I sent you a message.
On my phone?
So Kim emailed me. She also has a couple other emails. Should I forward the, can you confirm if I can forward the meeting link from Teams?
Yes. Are we waiting for her to connect? Is that it?
That's what I believe. I believe that we need to. Is that correct? Yeah.
I don't think so. I think we can proceed.
We can continue on? Okay, we'll go. All right, then item 1.4 is the Pledge of Allegiance. So if we could all stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Item 1.5, approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.5?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Who?
Denise will second.
Okay. Debbie is in favor. Denise, how do you vote?
In favor.
And Aaron?
In favor.
The motion passes. We will conduct all voting via roll call, and all those in favor say yes, no, or any abstentions. Do I need to take a vote on that? I'm sorry, I'm following this script here, and I need to take a vote on that?
No, just go on.
All right, thank you. Public comment, item 2.0. If you would like to participate in public comment, please complete a speaker card and submit it to staff. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Marist Education Inc. Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur regarding items.
Kim Walker
is now joining.
Not on the agenda at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to briefly respond or give instructions to the staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda in it as ordered below. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the chairman may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker stay within the allotted maximum. Item 2.1 is not a public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers shall be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comment items not on the agenda?
None.
Okay, hearing none. Item 2.2, agenda items public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on agenda items? All right, hearing none, we will move on to closed session, item 3.0. This will be an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on the closed session items 3.2.1, and speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. So we will now move into closed session, and it is 1:09.
Hello, everyone. If the board members could turn off their camera by clicking on the camera icon. So if you roll over the screen, you'll see the camera. Right now, I am going to...
Kim Walker
is now exiting.
I'm going to call the board members on their cell phone. So if you could remember to turn off your camera and just give me 2 minutes while I dial all the numbers.
Okay, thank you. There were no action items were taken in the closed session, and we are now returning to the open session. Administrative items, item 4.0, consider approval of the 2021 board meeting dates. There are three dates listed. The first one is Tuesday, October 20th at 1 p.m. and Tuesday, February 16th at 1 p.m. and Tuesday, June 22nd at 1 p.m. Is there any staff report on recommendations on these dates? Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the proposed board meeting dates?
Aaron Smith making a motion.
Second, Debbie Giaquinta seconds the motion. All those in favor, Aaron? Yes? You in favor?
Yes,
I'm
in favor.
Denise?
In favor.
And Debbie Giaquinta is in favor. Motion passes. Item 4.2, consider approval of the Dashboard Alternative School Status DOS application renewal and the DOS eligibility certification for 2020. Is there a staff report on these recommendations?
I can give a quick summary of it. This is Tim Tudor, Executive Director. Every 3 years, we're required by the California Department of Education to recertify for our DOS, Dashboard Alternative School Status. 3 years ago, we applied and were approved. And this year, we're reapplying because it's the 3 year, you get a 3 year term. Based upon the information that we collected from our students, which we do on an ongoing basis, 72% of our students fall within one of the many high-risk categories. And so we're right at 72% currently. And so we have submitted part one of the application to the California Department of Education. And this also, in the documents you see before you, are those documents submitted to the CDE. And it just recertified that we continue to meet the status to fall in the Dashboard Alternative School Status for the next once it's approved by the board. And we'll go ahead and submit part two application to the CDE to get final approval to remain the DOS status.
Okay, thank you, Tim. Do I have a motion for approval of item 4.2?
This is Denise, and I'll make a motion to approve item 4.2.
Okay, do I have a second?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to second the motion.
Okay, all those in favor, Debbie Giaquinta votes yes. Denise?
Yes.
And Aaron Smith?
Aaron Smith votes yes.
The motion passes. Item 4.3, to consider approval of the emergency school closure policy. Is there a staff report or recommendations for item 4.3? No comments on this? Oh, Tim?
And you're on mute.
Tim, you want to go ahead and report on the next few items there? 4.3, 4.4.
I saw Lynn talking about that one. So Lynn, you're on mute. Did you have something to say about that one?
No, we recommend that the board approves this policy so that the president and CEO is given the authority by the board to exercise any emergency school closure.
Thank you, Lynn. Do I have a motion for approval of item 4.3?
Aaron Smith making a motion for approval of item 4.3.
Do I have a second? I will make a second. And then we shall vote. Debbie Giaquinta votes in favor. Denise Shields?
In favor.
Aaron?
In favor.
The motion passes. Item 4.4, consider approval of the employees' COVID-19 prevention policy. Do we have a staff report or recommendations on this item?
No, but we request that the board adopt this. It's very self-explanatory. This is when we are doing temperature screening for students and then the process that is involved.
Okay, thank you, Lynn. Do I have a motion to approve item 4.4?
Smith making a motion to approve item 4.4.
And a second? I will second it. And let us vote. Debbie Giaquinta in favor. Denise?
Approve.
And Aaron?
In favor.
The motion passes. And item 4.5, to consider approval for the, is that the same one? Is this the same one? It looks like 4.4 and 4.5. Is that a duplication? Nope, it's different. I'm sorry. Approval of the student COVID-19 prevention policy on pages 20 to 21. Is there a staff report on this item?
This is similar to the employee prevention policy, so we recommend for the board to approve this policy.
All right, thank you. May we have a motion to approve? I will make a motion to approve. May we have a second? Aaron, Denise?
Sorry, Aaron.
No problem. All right, let us vote. Debbie Giaquinta votes yes. Denise?
Approve.
And Aaron?
Approve.
The motion passes. Consider approval, item 4.6, consider approval of the contract for the annual audit. Is there a staff report or recommendation on item 4.6?
The audit contracts for the auditors, the price was way back in 2015. And from 2015 to 2020, there's a lot of new guidelines from the Financial Accounting Standards Board. The state and federal guidelines have increased tremendously for charter schools. And with the increase in the minimum wage and all that, our auditor is requesting to increase their price. And for 1920, we pay about $5,000. So they are requesting to have a $7,000 fee for the financial and state compliance audit. And then if there's a federal program that exceeds $750,000 or more, then you're subject to single audit. That's an additional $2,000. Additionally, as you know, for many years now, over decades now, that our auditors audit every single student record so that we are sure that all student records complies with the independent study law. And it's like for over 10 years, the price is $100 per teacher. So now they're requesting it be $125 per teacher for file testing files. And if it's online files, it's $150 per teacher, not per student. I recommend that the board approves this audit contract.
Thank you, Lynn. Do we have a motion to approve item 4.6?
Smith making a motion to approve item 4.6.
Do we have a second?
At what point do we have discussion if we wanted to ask a question?
You can do that now.
Okay. Lynn, I was just wondering, it wasn't clear and you cut out a little bit. I'm just curious. So before in 2020, what were our fees? And in the future, what will the fees be? Not the per teacher amount, but this general audit amount.
It's the federal and state compliance audit for 2021 is 7,000, which is indicated in the board packet. 2021-22 is 7,250 for all, one time. And 22-23 is 7,500.
Okay, thank you. I just couldn't hear you.
Okay, thanks, Denise. All right, so we had a motion to approve by Aaron. Do we have a second?
I'll second that motion. This is Denise.
All right. All right, and all those in favor, Debbie Giaquinta is in favor. Denise?
In favor.
And Aaron.
In favor.
The motion passes. Moving on to items 4.7. Mary, would you like to present the president's report?
I'd like to ask Tim to share. He just did, he and the team did a wonderful, wonderful job of creating a plan for reopening. Can you talk a little bit about that? Just summarize it for us, Tim.
Yes, I can summarize it. We have been monitoring the guidelines given out by the CDE on what a safe reopening would look like, and putting together our own reopening plan for when we do go back, when students are allowed back into the resource centers and staff. So we've adopted many of the guidelines that you hear, you know, spoken publicly. And so we are planning tentatively that we would open our resource centers, if allowed by the counties, to special ed staff July 20th and to the rest of the instructional staff August 3rd. It would look like more limited for students so that they're 6 feet apart. Everyone's wearing masks, washing hands every 2 hours and as needed. They would be temperature checked upon arrival to the resource center. They would also do a symptom screening before coming to the resource center and at the resource center. And we're working on a process for if anybody's identified with a temperature of 100 degrees or more, they would be asked to be picked up from a parent or guardian. We would bring students in staggered shifts so that there would be a 30-minute break in between groups of students that would come in for about 2 hours. And so that we could desanitize the resource centers in between those shifts. And then instead of coming in two or three times a week, it'd be more limited to one time a week, so they could get the support they needed. All of our small group instruction would still remain virtual, so that those small group workshops are continuing to happen as they have been throughout the COVID pandemic and the resource center closures, but would remain virtual so that we're limiting close interaction amongst our stakeholders. We would continue to monitor the situation. We're redesigning the resource centers for the flow of traffic, that they would exit from the opposite door that they would enter in. Our technology would be wiped down after every use and disinfected on a regular basis throughout the day. And so we've ordered a number of supplies to support this as well. And we're continuing to meet weekly with the safety committee so that we can prepare for what a good, solid reopening would look like. We also are developing curriculum, hygiene curriculum, so that students can have some lessons around what to expect when they return. And of course, staff training on how the operations of the resource center will operate until COVID-19 has passed. So we're planning to operate this way for the next several months, and then continue to seek guidance from the county, different authorizers, the state, and the health department. So we continue to address any needs that come up.
Okay, thank you, Tim. Any other questions or comments? Item 4.7.2, graduation update.
We have tentatively scheduled graduation for Marist on June 4th. That's a Friday. We would be doing rehearsals and preparation on June 3rd. That is our tentative date. We'll confirm later when we have absolute reservations, but we feel confident that that's going to be our date, June 4th.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Administrative item 4.8, would you like to continue to present the president's report, Mary, on the strategic plan update?
I think it's self-explanatory, the participation rates are there for the board to review. That aspect of the strategic plan is focused on the enrollment piece, which is a real concern for Marist and for staff there. They're working on it, and they're working in conjunction with our advisor from Mothership down here. So we are hoping that particularly over the next few months, from here to the end of the calendar year, that we see a real, real significant improvement in terms of the enrollment. But here are the participation scores, and that's self-explanatory.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? All right, we'll continue on. Item 5.0, which is the consent agenda. All matters listed on the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved or enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion of these items prior to the board voting on them. The president recommends approval of all of the consent agenda items. And the consent agenda items include: consider approval of the board minutes for March 31st, 2020. Consider approval of the revised 2019 pupil attendance calendar. Consider the approval of the 2021 pupil attendance calendar. Consider approval of the employee manual amendments. And consideration of the approval for the grade level determination policy amendment. May we have a motion to approve the consent agenda items?
This is Denise. I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda items.
Okay, do we have a second?
Aaron, I will make a second to approve the consent agenda items.
Thank you. All right, those in favor, Debbie Giaquinta votes yes. Denise?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you, motion passes. Item 6.0, consider approval of the compensation comparability study for executive director position. Do I have a motion for approval of one?
This is Denise. I'd like a motion to approve the executive director comparison compensation package.
All right, and do you have a second?
I make a second for most action item 6.1.
All right, thank you. We will take a vote. Debbie Giaquinta is in favor. Denise?
Yes.
And Aaron?
In favor.
Okay, the motion passes. As to the next item regarding the approval of the executive director employment agreement, I am required by law to indicate prior to any a vote on the employment contract that the contract has a term of 5 years beginning July 1, 2020 and ending on July 30th, 2025. It provides the following. One, the base annual salary is indicated in the employment contract with an annual increase of 3%. Two, participation is designated employee health and other benefits programs and plans are provided to the school's certificated employee. And number three, a work schedule of a minimum of 248 days annually at 10% FTE. I would also note that the annual salary is wholly in keeping with the compensation comparability student the board has received. Item 6.3 is we consider approval of the executive director contract. Is there any staff report or recommendation?
We recommend approval.
All right, do I have a motion for approval of item 6.3?
This is Aaron, I make a motion for approval.
All right, and we'll vote. Debbie Giaquinta votes in favor. Denise?
Yes.
Aaron. I'm sorry. Aaron?
In favor.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes. Action item 6.4, items specific to Mira Secondary School. Item 6.4.1 is to consider the approval of the 2019-2020 COVID-19 operations written report. Is there any staff report or recommendations on this item?
Recommend approval.
Thank you. Do I have a motion for approval? Debbie will make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
This is Denise, I'll second.
Thank you. And we will vote. Debbie Giaquinta votes yes. Denise?
Yes.
And Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you, the motion passes. Item 6.4.2 is to consider approval of the second interim report for the fiscal year 2019 to 2020. Is there a staff report or recommendation on this item?
Before I say something about the interim report, Aaron, because this is involving finance, any financial matters agenda, if you can please recuse yourself. The second interim report is really the report of the actual expenditures from July to January, and which is mandated by the state for charter schools to report on. And it's a report of your revenue and expenditures, and we request the board to approve this. And I wanted to also take note that this is really a ratification, because there is a policy that the president and CEO is authorized by the board prior to submitting to the external agencies, that it's approved by the president and CEO.
Thank you, Lynn. Okay, I will make a motion to approve item 6.4.2. And do I have a second? Denise?
It was very hard to hear her. So I hate to second or approve something I couldn't hear. There was a lot of background noise.
It's unfortunately the gardener's right behind. Yeah. I don't know how to fix that. Lynn?
I hate to ask her to do it again. Sorry, Lynn.
So that's okay. The second interim report is a report of the expenditures and revenue from July 1st to January. And what I was saying is this is more of a board ratification. A board policy many years ago was approved by the board that the president and CEO can approve financial reportings to external agencies. Because as you know, there's no meeting every month. So therefore, I just wanted to remind the board that the president and CEO approve this before it goes to your approval.
Got it, thank you. So Debbie, you made the first, is that right? Debbie? Did we lose Debbie?
No, sorry. I'm up on mute. My apologies. I made the motion to approve it, and I need a second.
I'll happily make the second. This is Denise.
Thanks, Denise. Okay, so Denise and I will vote. Debbie votes in favor.
Denise votes in favor.
And Aaron abstain.
Abstain.
All right. Thank you. Item 6.4.3 is the review of the fiscal year 2019-2020 May revised budget assumption and consideration approval of fiscal year 2019-2020 May revised budget. Is there a staff report on this?
I wanted to inform the board that Senate Bill 117 was passed by the legislature, and this bill talks about the reporting of the attendance, or what you call the P2 attendance, P2ADA, which P2ADA provides revenue to all charter schools and districts as well. Under that SB 117, normally the P2ADA is reported from July 1 through April 15. But this law says that P2 would be reported from July 1 through February 28. And as a result of that,
29,
February 29. And as a result of that, MIRUST, there's a decrease in the revenue of MIRUST, because for the many, many years, as you know, the type of program we have open enrollment every day. Kids come to us during the November, January time. And the revenue was decreased because we have to report a lower ADA. And for MIRUS, it amounts to about 92,000.
we lost a month of ADA, basically. That's the end of her report.
All right. Any other questions, comments? All right, may I have a motion to approve item 6.4.3?
I'll make a motion to approve item 6.4.3.
Okay, and Debbie will second it. And we shall vote. Debbie votes in favor. Denise?
Yes.
Okay. Aaron, can Aaron vote on this one?
No, he needs to abstain.
All right, Aaron abstains. And the motion passes. Item 6.4.4 is the review of the fiscal year 2020-21 preliminary operational budget assumption and consideration for the approval of the fiscal year 2021 preliminary operational budget. Is there a staff report for this one?
This budget, the budget for 2021 was based on the governor's May revised budget, and the governor's May revised budget reflected no COLA increase and a reduction of about 10%, but if you net that, really the decrease in the funding is about 7.92%. So what that means is we did not increase the rates for this year, and then there's a decrease of 7.92%. However, we were able to balance the budget. COVID-19 really has an impact with education. For this budget on the 2021, we projected, and we did a very conservative projection. We projected a P2 ADA of 265.41 with a equivalent total revenue of sorry, I'm looking at my reports. It's about 3,084,546. Second, this year, in order to balance the budget for the 2021, there was no salary step increase given to the employees. Additionally, it is our practice that whenever if it's an application-based funding, we do not include it in the budget. However, for this year, the CARES Act, there will be a budget that LEA would be receiving under the CARES Act, so we included that in the budget. Because they said that it's almost certain that the Mira Secondary School will be approved. We talked to CDE.
Okay. Thank you, Lynn. Are there any other questions? All right, if there are none, may I have a motion to approve item 6.4.4? I will make a motion to approve 6.4.4. Do I have a second?
This is Denise, and I'll second.
Okay, and we will go to vote on this one. Debbie votes in favor. Denise?
Yes.
And Aaron abstains. All right, so the motion passes. Item 6.4.5 is to consider the approval of fiscal year 2021 Education Protection Account, the EPA resolution and expenditure. Is there a staff report or recommendation for 6.4.5?
We recommend that the board approve this. It's about $384,385, the EPA entitlement. And what we do is we use this for teacher salary and benefits only.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Comments? All right, may I have a motion to approve 6.4.5?
Denise, I'll make a motion to approve 6.4-5.
Debbie will second it. And we will go to a vote. Debbie is in favor. Denise?
Yes.
Okay. And Aaron abstains?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes. Item 7.0, are there any additional board comments and announcements? From time to time, the board has topics of interest they would like to share with the community, and these are informative in nature and do not require any action. Are there any comments or announcements? Hearing none, we will move to adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
This is Denise, and I'll make a motion to adjourn today's meeting.
And do we have a second?
This is Aaron. I make a second.
All right. And we will go to a vote. Debbie votes in favor. Denise?
Yes.
And Aaron? Aaron, did you say yes, Aaron? You're on mute. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right. The motion passes. So with that, we will adjourn the meeting, and we thank everybody for being with us today. Hope you have a good week.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Take care.
Is now exiting.